Deputy Chief Gary Tittle says the Dallas Police Department has always limited what people can bring to the St. Patrick's Day Parade, but something's changed this year.
We are preventing anyone from bringing backpacks into the event. Of course, we have prohibited coolers and dogs and strollers and things of that nature in the past, but we have added backpacks to that list of prohibited items this year.
He says police officers recognize that everyone's out to have a good time.
We are good with them having a good time. We want to respect their efforts and intentions, but at the same time, we want to warn everyone that intoxication, driving, being a danger to themselves and others, it is not the safe way to play.
And since a lot of people might be trying green beer, he advises the drinkers have designated drivers, consume in moderation, and be very concerned about their surroundings day and night.
We're going to be very strategic in our placement of officers throughout the event, certainly at the points of entry as well as up and down the block itself.
This is all good news for the organizers. Kevin Vela is chairman of the Greenville Avenue Area Business Association.
Most people have probably heard by now that the Dallas Mavericks and Mark Cuban are title sponsors. The first year in the parade's 35-year history, we've had a title sponsor. So they bought those sponsorship rights, and then they have just really exploded with what they want to do with them. They're going to have 6 floats, and Mavs Man will be out here.
Like the Dallas Police Department, he says they're very sensitive about the drunk driving Austin tragedy that left 2 people dead and others critically injured.
Safety is something we take very, very seriously. It's our largest expense every year, and we sit down very early on with DPD to map out where the officers will go, how many we will need based on expected attendance. Also note, because parking is blocked off and the access to the parade is largely blocked off, you know, very early in the morning of the parade, but just know we have taken steps to discuss this with DPD to make sure we're prepared.
And he says take DART to the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
We are expecting over 100 floats, 35 sponsors, 6 to 10 different food trucks, and just, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 people actually participating in the parade. It's going to be huge. It's a big deal. There's nothing else in Dallas like this. I mean, this is a Super Bowl type atmosphere with the number of people that are out there during the parade.
But there's weather to consider and possible rain.
Getting a lot of calls about the weather, a lot of questions about it. Yes, I do think it does look like it's going to be overcast tomorrow. Latest we've heard is that it's going to be overcast and cloudy in the morning, maybe some scattered showers, but the real weather won't come until later in the afternoon, so that speaks well for the parade. But we will say the parade's going to go on, rain or shine.
With Texas weather being as wild as it has been, best bring that umbrella for whatever will drop from above. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.